This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Palau. Palau, part of Oceania, that vast part of the planet, the Pacific and Indian Ocean, that are now a contest between the People's Republic of China and everyone else, especially the United States and its allies. Palau is part of the islands that are critical to defense of Taiwan, of the Philippines, of Japan, when and if the worst day in the 21st century comes and there's war in the Pacific. But Palau right now is going through a process we call democracy. There's a vote on November 5th. It will not determine the fate of Palau, but everyone on the island is aware that Palau is under pressure from the People's Republic of China to switch its allegiance from Taipei, Taiwan, to Beijing, the mainland. Why this is important to Beijing, to dominate the neighborhood and prepare itself for the attacks, is going to claim that it's going to launch against Taiwan. I welcome Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, the author of When China Attacks, writing most recently at the Island Times about the issues for Palau, what the people there need, what we can offer, and why it is that they find themselves caught between two giants. Grant, a very good evening to you. What is the pressing issue for Palau? What can the U.S. do? What should the U.S. do to secure its future? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening. I'm glad to be here, John. The pressing issue for Palau, as it's been for a long time, is how do you have development? How do you have a society where people can live and have a nice life and young people want to stay and achieve that? And the Chinese, like they have on just about every other part of the Pacific Islands, they've got their presence there, they've got their interests, and they would like to have a pro-China administration take over there. At the same time, the Americans don't want this, and we have a longstanding compact of free association with Palau. It's a special treaty that gives us defense rights and to really have preemption in Palau so others can't come in. In return, we give an awful lot of financial support, the right to live in the U.S. for Palau citizens. And it's a lot of, it's really backstops the Palau government. And it's a huge advantage for them. But China is trying to sweeten the pot, build up a constituency. It already has one thinks that, well, their best interests are actually with the PRC. And that's what's at play here. It's strategic geography. It's been that its entire history, particularly these days. The Americans are finally paying an awful lot of attention to Palau, and that's a good thing. If you're not there, you're not interested, and just paying attention has really helped. But the Chinese are relentless, and their approach for now is commercial, economic, but also there's a lot of under-the-table payments and bribes and grease that's going on. And this is where we're seeing Chinese political warfare running up against an American attempt to maintain its position in this part of the Pacific.
Palau is also part of Americans' heritage. It was the site of a brutal contest between the Imperial Japanese Army and the U.S. Marine Corps. And I read that the U.S. Marine Corps veterans are restoring the airfield at Peleliu. Is that correct, Grant?
Well, that's right. They've got a fairly short runway, but it's works and it's useful. And they spent the last couple of years beating back the jungle, flattening out the runway, filling in holes, etc. And they've really done a very good job. It's about a 50 Marine detachment that comes from the United States, led by a young captain in all cases, which is a good thing. And that's maybe why it's been so successful. But they've done a good job bringing that one back to life. At the same time, you find at the island of Angar, just about 5 miles away, it's not far. The plan is to put in an over-the-horizon radar that's useful for for missile defense. And around that site, apparently, Chinese interests have been buying up real estate, as they've been doing elsewhere in Palau. And this is part of the Chinese approach, is you get this presence, and it looks quiet, you may not even notice it, particularly if you have local front people, but they're very much insinuating themselves into the area. So we could actually get the military part right, say, get our infrastructure built and find that we still lose if we don't take care of Chinese political warfare that threatens to undercut and erode our position.
You've testified before Congress, and I'm satisfied that members of Congress are educated on the the threat to Palau and the significance of it to the U.S. What is China to the people of Palau? Is it a predator state? How is it viewed?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If it's somebody who sees their financial interests as being better served by the Chinese, well, you can see how they think. There's others who recognize the nature of Chinese influence and that it ultimately leads to nothing good. And they also recognize the corruption that comes with it. They recognize the Chinese organized crime presence that comes with it, and they want nothing of it. And then there's a lot of people who just go about their daily lives kind of hoping things work out. So it's that former group and the latter group that are the ones who are sort of most active in this struggle. And the Chinese have weaponized tourism in the past, sort of building up Chinese tourists and then just cutting it all off with the predictable economic consequences to that. So it is it's a fight between, say, a struggle between these two groups, one that doesn't mind China, sees that as the better bet for Palau's interests, and then others who really value this American relationship and the protection it provides, want to keep it. And I would note that most Palauans fundamentally are very well disposed towards the United States. And as noted, the more the Americans are there, the more interest they show, and the more the Americans can articulate and demonstrate the advantages of their presence, of the connection with the United States, the better it is. Anything you could do to get economic development is very, very important in Palau and anywhere in the Pacific as well, because you can say, well, don't deal with the Chinese, it's bad. But if you don't provide an alternative, well, then your words don't have a whole lot of meaning. And that's where the Americans need to deliver. And you could have the Japanese, the Koreans, even the Indians could have a role to play. Just take some imagination to bring together the friendly countries that want to support Palau.
I have a photograph from 1899 in Palau, in a harbor in Palau, three warships, all steam driven with square masted. So it's the transition for the navies. One German warship, one British warship, Royal Navy, and one American warship. 1899, more than 100 years ago, 120 years ago, when Palau was a centerpiece of competition for colonial empires around the world. It is deeply ironic and sad that we haven't moved much beyond that, fighting over the people of Palau or contest of Palau. The war wouldn't come there and Germany would lose its hold on these islands in the Versailles Treaty, but there's always a villain to show up. And it's strange to me that the Marine Corps fought another villain, Japan, and now the Marine Corps is tasked to prepare to fight another villain, China. Is this the fate of the people of the Pacific?
Well, I'd say for the foreseeable future, human nature is what it is, and I think we're coming, we're headed for some difficult times. The ideal, of course, is to avoid it. And that means if you can show you're going to defend yourself, defend your friends, and give your friends the support they need, that you might forestall what is coming. But geography is what it is, and Palau's in an area that's going to be contested. The Chinese want it, and they want it so as a springboard more than anything. So this is not the best time to be living there, but you can't help it. There's still a chance, as right. I said, that we could prevent this.
Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps, retired author of When China Attacks, writing on Palau in Oceania. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.